5 Times Moro Trusted Wu by Diet Coke is Life. Chapter 5, Tomorrow. The kid, Moro, forgot his name, pathetically cried out as Moro forced into the ground and wrenched his arm behind his back. Do you yield? Moro demanded, digging his knee into the kid's spine and keeping him pinned to the courtyard's cobblestones as he yanked on the arm. His opponent whimpered as Moro increased the pressure on his arm. No! I'm going to break your arm in 3 seconds unless you give, Moro growled, pulling hard on the appendage. 1, 2, Moro! Moro started upon hearing Wu call his name in admonishment and immediately released the kid, who gratefully scrambled out from underneath the 14-year-old and fled. What? Moro asked as he stood to face the sensei who was fixing him with a disapproving look. He wasn't really going to break his arm. I certainly hope not, Wu replied, raising an eyebrow at him. You know you're only to pin or disarm your opponents. I know, Moro drawled, stretching his arms. Just, if I'm going to be the Green Ninja, I need tougher opponents, sensei. I can't keep going easy on people like this. Wu looked as he was about to comment, but only sighed instead. That is not what I came out here to talk to you about. You haven't done any of your chores today. Moro rolled his eyes. Sensei, I can't waste my time doing pedestrian stuff like that. I need to train. Perhaps you should ask yourself if there are other lessons you could learn from that pedestrian stuff, Wu countered, crossing his arms. There's more to being a ninja than training, Moro. I've already learned all the lessons, Moro complained. Wu sighed and walked past him toward the monastery's gates. Night was quickly falling, and so it was time to close the gates. Moro followed, not ready to give up the argument yet. If we could just do the thing with the golden weapons already so we could actually start being the Green Ninja. You're not ready, Moro, Wu stated firmly as he pushed one of the gates closed, Moro mirroring him with the other gate. Then what? Moro demanded, impatience creeping into his voice. If you don't give me greater tasks to complete, then... Wu gasped, interrupting Moro as he looked down at the village. The village is under attack! Moro jumped, directing his gaze to the town. It was dark, but he could clearly make out raging fires and roiling masses of people either being chased or giving chase. If he listened carefully, he could hear faint screams of terror on the wind. Moro grinned. This was perfect. This way he could prove to Wu that he was ready to get the formality of the golden weapons out of the way and finally put on the green G. Let's... Wu placed a hand on his shoulder. Moro raised an eye as teacher as Wu moved to stand in front of Moro, outside the monastery's gates while Moro stood just inside their walls. I will go. You will stay here. Moro blinked, not quite believing his ears. But you always let me go, sensei. Perhaps you should have thought of that before you neglected to do your chores, Wu said. Moro balked. Wait, are you grounding me? Use this time to ponder the consequences of your actions, Wu confirmed. Taking a hold of the gate's handle, he pulled it shut behind him, leaving Moro standing incredulously just beyond them. Moro stood there, frozen, staring at the shut gates for several long minutes, trying to wrap his brain around what just happened. Wu had grounded him? Over what? Over sweeping? Over cleaning? Wu expected the Green Ninja to waste his time dusting knickknacks? How dare! How dare! Fuming, Moro turned on his heel, stomping through the courtyard. He seriously considered following Wu anyway. He could see it now. Wu, surrounded by ruffians, being held at sword point. And then Moro appears, rescuing his teacher in his time of need and proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that... But no, Wu hadn't wanted him there. He didn't deserve to be saved by the Green Ninja. Maybe when he came home bruised and beaten, then he'd regret grabbing Moro. Then he'd be sorry. Moro clenched his fists as he stomped up to the monastery. But he couldn't go in, not yet. He needed to blow off some steam, to hit something. Snatching the sword off the weapons rack, he turned his ire onto the train dummy. At first, he tried to go through every sword technique in his head, trying to nail the fluid motions and hit the perfect part of the body every time. But then he heard Wu saying, "Perhaps you should have thought of that before you neglected to do your chores." So condescending, so patronizing. And suddenly the rage was consuming Moro and he was hacking at the dummy, pouring all of his strength into destroying the mannequin, obliterating it. When the dummy had been reduced to nothing but a pile of rubble, Moro rested his hands on his knees, gulping in lungfuls of air as he tried to catch his breath. He grimaced as the red haze dissipated so he could see exactly what he'd done. He should probably clean it up before Wu. Then again, why should he? It was Wu's fault. Maybe if he was faced with what he'd caused Moro to do, maybe then he'd feel bad. Maybe then he'd regret making Moro stay behind. Moro looked up. Now that he was thinking about it, how long had it been since Wu left? Usually, if thugs are terrorizing the village, it took Wu and Moro only a matter of minutes to scare them off. If Wu needed help... Moro sneered, turning on his heel and stomping into the house. If Wu needed help, he should have let Moro come along. Moro tried to occupy himself. He tried meditating. It didn't work because he kept opening his eyes to see if the monastery's gates were opening. He tried reading, something he found rather hard and unenjoyable and sure to occupy his mind. But it didn't work because he kept straining his ears to listen for the monastery's gates creaking open. Finally, he decided to just go to bed. Wu probably hoped Moro was waiting up to make sure he made it home okay. So he'd really feel bad when he saw Moro had gone to bed without a care in the world. It didn't work because he couldn't sleep, but he forced himself to stay in bed rather than get up and check to make sure he hadn't missed Wu come in. Eventually, he heard the gates open and close and then someone shuffling about in the main room, and he might or might not have sighed in relief. Heck, hit him when he realized Wu might want to speak with him, though. Moro turned outside and closed his eyes to pretend to be asleep, since he most assuredly did not want to talk to his teacher that forced him to stay behind that he had not been worried about in the slightest. True to his prediction, he heard the door to his room slide open. He hoped beyond hope that Wu would see he was sleeping, close the door, and leave. But no such luck. Moro felt the mattress dip as Wu sat on the edge of his bed. "I know you're awake, Moro." Barely stifling a groan, Moro yawned a big, fat, fake yawn and stretched his arms, turning onto his back as if he'd just woken up. He could just make out Wu's silhouette framed against the faint light filtering in from the hallway in the otherwise dark room. "Oh, Sensei! Didn't hear you come in," Moro greeted enthusiastically, though his voice dripped with sarcasm. "Were you able to handle everything on your own in the village?" Wu chose not to play along with the charade, instead fixing Moro with a hard stare. "I saw what you did to the training dummy." Moro rolled his eyes. "It was training. What it was a temper tantrum." Anger and hurt flared simultaneously in Moro's chest, and he sat up, glaring at Wu. "Well, what do you expect? You ground me like a child. If you continue to act like a child, I will continue to treat you like a child." Moro recoiled, shocked. "Sensei!" Wu rubbed a tired hand over his face before turning to Moro beseechingly. "I don't know what I'm going to do with you, Moro. Every day, more and more of my students come to me saying that you've hurt them." "Tattletales," Moro grumbled in his mind, making a note to get revenge later. Aloud, he tried to defend himself. "Sensei, the green ninja can't hold back, so I have to make do with these weak opponents. If you think about it, I'm actually doing them a favor by..." "Moro!" Moro immediately shut up, because Wu had used that tone. He could count on one hand the number of times Wu had used that tone, but it was one of the things that still struck fear into Moro's heart. One of the other times he'd heard it was when he cussed like a sailor in front of the younger kids, because he thought it would be funny. He could still taste that bar of soap. Wu said very clearly, enunciating each syllable perfectly, "This has to stop." Moro clenched his fist in the bedsheets. "What has to stop?" he grumbled, still too cowed by that tone to manage eye contact. "This obsession with the green ninja." Moro looked up sharply. It's not an obsession. Sure, he only thought about it constantly, and every other night he couldn't sleep and trained instead. And every waking moment that wasn't dedicated to training, he spent daydreaming about finally putting on the green G. But it wasn't an obsession. It's destiny. Wu sighed again, pinching the bridge of his nose in exasperation. In fact, he almost looked disappointed. Moro grit his teeth. Wu had no right to be disappointed in him. Save the chores today, he had done everything that had been asked of him. Wu was the first to believe that Moro would become the Green Ninja, had encouraged Moro when he doubted himself, and Wu is choosing now to take it all back? To teach Moro a lesson or something? Wu stood up. Maybe it is time. Time for what? Moro demanded, unable to look up lest Wu see exactly how much that disappointment had stung. Time to see if you are the Green Ninja. Moro's eyes widened, all the hurt and anger flying out of him all at once, because now Wu would see that he really was the Green Ninja, and then whatever rift opened between them would start to close, and they could put all this behind them. Moro swung his legs over the side of the bed. Can we do it now? No, not now, Wu replied, moving toward the door while Moro slowly pulled the blankets back over his body. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, hopefully you can put this to rest. Moro wanted to argue, but Wu was already angry enough with him, and he didn't want to do anything that might make Wu change his mind. Obediently, he laid back against the pillow and shut his eyes, though with the excitement bubbling in his stomach, he knew he wouldn't be able to sleep. He heard Wu begin to pull his door shut, then pause, sighing for the nth time that night. What happened, little one? Moro started the nickname. It had been years since Wu had called him that. He sat up, ready to say, say what? What was there to be said between them? But Wu was already gone, shutting Moro's door and plunging the room into darkness once again. Moro hesitated, staring at the place where Wu used to be. He almost wanted to jump up, run after his sensei, beg him to tell him what they could do to fix what they had once had. If you continue to act like a child, I will continue to treat you like a child. Moro narrowed his eyes with the memory of the slight. He couldn't wait to see Wu's face after the golden weapons showed them that Moro was the Green Ninja, had always been the Green Ninja. Then Wu could apologize and it would be like how it was before. Moro lay down, closing his eyes once again. Everything would be better after tomorrow.